The Japanese Empire won a decisive victory with its 1941 attack on Pearl Harbor and was on its way to mastery of the Pacific with all the momentum in its favor until Midway, a naval battle fought in early June of 1942, 6 months later. The fearsome and previously invincible Japanese fleet was never the same after Midway, but even then it would be 4 long years before the Empire surrendered. It's a battle that yields many lessons, and Pacific Aviation Museum Pearl Harbor historian Burl Burlingame is with us to sort them out. Good morning, Burl.
Good morning.
The Pacific Aviation Museum is mounting a memorial to the battle with these murals, yeah?
In ways. The thing about battles and battlefields is, you know, the word field, and every battle is a tussle for a piece of property in one way or another. But in the Pacific, the pieces of property are little specks of land out in the middle of an ocean.
Right.
And the Battle of Midway, you know, ranged over an area like the size of New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And so memorializing that in a way that people can access in a physical way is kind of tough.
There's no San Juan Hill, right?
There is. You know, they did, and the also the weather and the, you know, ravages of time take away the physical reminders of battle.
Yeah.
And also, you know, establishing presences across the Pacific. And the thing about the Pacific War was never really about the Pacific. It was always about China and Southeast Asia.
Mm-hmm.
And the Japanese believed the Pacific would be a big barrier because of its immense size. But essentially, they wanted to draw the U.S. fleet into a final battle in which one side would win.
Mm-hmm.
The Japanese are always really good at tactics and not at strategy. And they wanted this, you know, final battle. But also, if that didn't succeed, they were going to take Midway and use that as a stepping stone towards the invasion of the Hawaiian Islands. Midway is part of the Hawaiian Islands. But they never really thought beyond taking Midway. And I don't know how they would have supplied it and, you know, been able to carry on something.
That was a big flaw in their Pacific War effort in general, wasn't it?
Well, they kept believing that if they really did a decisive battle, the Americans would just give up. Which never happened.
Yamamoto warned against, right?
And also never happened on their side.
Yeah.
So which is why it came to a really grinding halt, you know, 3.5 years later. But what remained on Midway is not just the reminders of battle, but the reminders of aerial presence in the Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
Because Midway really became important only because of aviation. And no matter where you go, you have to get refueled. And Midway was a key part of that process. And so the structures that grew up on Midway were created by Pan Am, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Navy moved in. It became, you know, Naval Air Station, Midway Atoll. Mm-hmm. And we should call it Midway Atoll, not Midway Island. There is no real Midway Island because it's an atoll. But the things that are there have deteriorated over the years. And the reminders of that period you know, they're being eaten by termites, they're being ravaged by wind and rain and just, you know, sunlight. And there were some murals that were inside the theater there that were painted by a CB artist during 1943, 44, maybe even into 45, that they used to decorate the inside of the theater. And when I was a kid flying across the Pacific with my parents, we stopped at Midway, and I remember those murals from like 1960. And they were something that was really emblematic of that particular theater, which was located right in the middle of Sand Island. And so Fish and Wildlife came to the point where the building was so compromised that they took the murals down and they asked our museum to come up with a way of stabilizing the murals. Now, they were painted on the backs of masonite, 4 by 12 foot boards that were glued to plywood. And the masonite was reversed, so the pebbly side of masonite, which sort of resembles canvas, was sticking out, and he painted it on top of that. But termites had eaten the back so much that these whole things that were, you know, 8 by 12 feet were like soggy soda crackers. I mean, just really flimsy. And so I came up with a design that stabilized them, which required welding together steel frames and using other types of treated plywood and gluing the whole thing down with foam-filling glues. And so they're stabilized, and we have an agreement now with Fish and Wildlife to display these for a certain period of time. And we finished the stabilization and brought in conservators to teach us about cleaning them. By the way, white vinegar works really well and big Q-tips. And by the way, white vinegar cleans everything in your kitchen. So Beth.
Well, so these murals are going on display at the museum.
They are up now, but the big revelation will be during our air show, which happens to be on the anniversary of the Midway Battle, and it's this upcoming weekend, and it's the biggest little air show, and it's really the only flying air show in Hawaii these days. And you can see some amazing flying going on. It's fun for kids, and they're even bringing in a snow machine to make a snow mountain for kids to jump into.
Bro, you've also got a memorial of the battle, and I just want to go back to something you said earlier about the Battle of Midway, which is that the Japanese were good at tactics and not good at strategy. Meaning what? Meaning that they were good at executing a battle, but not at putting it in its long-term context. What happens then?
Well, you just explained it.
Okay, well, that's
basically
my question.
The Japanese believed wars were won on the battlefield. And it's a warrior mentality. You smite the enemy, and that's it. Everyone else gives up. And the warrior is the representative of the people. In America, however, the people are the warriors. And so we tend to think of things in a, it's not just one on the battlefield, it's one in the factories, it's one in the, fuel lines, it's one in transport and the whole thing. In the American military, only like 1 out of 100 people actually do fighting. Everything else is support for that guy on the front line. And that's the way it works. And the Japanese never were really good at supply lines. They never were very good at holding positions.
You could argue that both the Germans and the Japanese ran out of gas at the end of the Second World War.
They absolutely did, and so were the Japanese. And the other thing to remember is in China, which was their real objective, the Japanese were essentially winning the war up until the last day and advancing. And then along came the atomic bombs, plus the Soviet invasion of and decimation of the Kwantung Army, which is Japan's largest and best army. And if the Soviets had kept going another week or so, they would have been in Hokkaido. And that's when the Japanese really decided to throw in the towel.
It also shows you how quixotic the nature of war is, that that you can have a defeat snatched from the jaws of victory, as you just described, right?
The Japanese had a very good plan. One of the things they did when they planned their tactical assaults is they overthought them and did timetables. And basically, every timetable in the world disappears in the smoke of battle.
That's a military axiom if there ever was one, right?
Exactly. And I think Stephen Crane invented it. But essentially, they had timetables, and when the other, when the enemy didn't do as they wished, their timetables were thrown off. And essentially, that's in bottom line, that's sort of what happened at Midway. We threw off their timetable, and they weren't able to refuel and rearm their airplanes in a timely manner, and opened a window in which our guys could nail them.
Well, it's something that we all need to know more about. So thanks very much for coming in, Burl.
Knowledge and flexibility are the key to success.
Well said. Burl Burlingame is the Pacific Aviation Museum Pearl Harbor's resident historian. He'll be part of an educational panel on the Battle of Midway this Friday, June 3rd, at the Pacific Aviation Museum Pearl Harbor. The museum is also commemorating the 74th anniversary of the Battle of Midway by unveiling 6 murals that were painted during the Second World War on the walls of the Navy Theater at Midway Atoll. It's part of the museum's 9th annual Biggest Little Air Show this weekend. You can get details on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.